Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Hello.
Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to. Dungeons and Dragons. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I was thinking you had finished that, but I guess you didn't.
No, I called in as full host instead of quiet host because you had trouble doing the recording button last time.
Yeah. Quiet host.
Quiet host doesn't do all the dialing stuff.
That would not be a quiet host. That would be a guest.
No, it comes in on the host number with the host password.
Oh, okay.
It just doesn't do everything else.
Right. I set up the pre-program for everything else tonight. It still didn't work. Mostly because I didn't add enough commas.
Yeah.
But I was actually able to start the recording tonight. Because you weren't here, probably. Or maybe it was depending on... I don't know if it has to do with the cell phone towers or what, but it might have had to do with the cell phone towers, too.
All right. So I'm busily whacking away at somebody's gated infrastructure.
Go ahead.
Because it was a stairwell that everybody had access to until these people put their walls around it.
Oh. How do you know they didn't build the stairwell?
They might have, but the stairwell had been there for a long time, and then all of a sudden these walls go up. It's awful bar-esque.
Bar-esque?
You know, like bar.
Like bar. Wanna be like bar.
Yeah.
I'm a bar wannabe. Yeah, one of the reasons I was keeping my base, what small little piece I salvaged, alive, is because I had a dog, a level 10 dog.
Oh, no.
So I had a little garden for it, but now my dog is dead.
It evaporated, or?
Well, when I logged back in, there was two snakes there, and I think the snakes ganged up on it. It wasn't strong enough to take out both snakes. It should have been, but I don't think it was.
Now, were these snakes bar members?
No, because I ended up killing them. Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't even go in there. I didn't bother.
Yeah.
I was just like, screw it. I lost my dog. My only dog.
I don't know what level my dog was, but I turned it loose. Into the wilds of Wilmington.
There you go. How do you turn a dog loose?
You tell it to stay. And there's nothing there to keep it in.
Oh, okay, so it just wanders off.
It wanders to the borders of the walls that you've set up for it, which are none.
Well, that's not necessarily true. It'll stay within a close proximity of where you tell it to stay. It'll always circle back to that spot.
Well, then mine must have died, because every time I log in and check the area out, there's very few tiles left and definitely no dog.
Right.
So I killed my doggy.
You killed your doggy. Yeah, I had mine protected by walls and towers, and it still died, so.
Well, you know, if it weren't for the snakes, it probably wouldn't have had enough to eat. It would have starved to death.
Well, no, it was killing the predators that popped in.
Yeah.
Shit, it's strong enough to kill a wolf. It should be able to take on two snakes.
Yeah, snakes are sneaky little devils.
True. So, I don't know. Anyhow, it died. Whenever I do that, when I get more dogs, I'm going to wait till right before I reincarnate, and then I'm going to go into the underworld and collect like a dozen dogs and bring them back to the farm.
And see if they start spawning?
No, they won't. But yeah, I'm going to train them on polar bears.
Right.
If they can kill a polar bear by themselves, then they're strong enough.
Nah, there's tougher things than polar bears out there.
Huh?
I still want to know how that guy is selling fully trained, high-level dogs.
Don't know.
It'd almost be worth it to buy one just to find out how he's doing it.
Yeah!
Probably all he's doing is saying, okay, what base do you want it in? Brings it there, tells it stay.
Nah, there's got to be a command code.
Yeah, it's stay.
I guess if you feed it enough, it might change owners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
So if he takes it to your place and has him stay in your place and you feed it on a regular basis, then it would probably change owners.
Well, that's kind of rinky-dinky.
Rinky-dinky. Yeah, Reichel, he accidentally left one of his dogs out, and it was hanging out outside the base, and then Chaos came along and killed it.
Ouch.
Yeah. Of course, that could have been the case, too. Chaos could have popped into my base, killed my dog, and then my towers attacked it and killed it.
Wouldn't there be a record?
Huh?
Wouldn't there be a record?
Not for Chaos.
Really? Well, that sucks.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So, I had something intelligent to talk about, and I forgot.
And the unstuck code only works if there's no towers around to kill you.
Because
you have to sit for 10 minutes not doing anything.
Well,
by then, you'd be dead.
If you're in range of the towers.
Yeah. So nobody roped in because It would have been in range of the towers.
All right. Yay, I got the gold I was looking for. You can't set a price on a table for gold unless you actually have some gold.
Yep, unfortunately. How much gold do I have on my table?
I don't know.
Last time I checked, I didn't have any.
There's gold there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah,
sweet.
Last time I looked. Unless you collected it since I looked last.
It's been a while.
47.
Well, the guy I went to buy stones from was out of stones. So if he continues to be out of stones, I'm gonna repost my gold for stones. I need stones.
Yeah, I spent all my stones on making a road for underground.
Screw that. It's a waste.
It gets me moving faster.
I think it's a waste.
I find more gold that way.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, the places where I've put down roads, I travel through them faster and therefore get more gold per minute.
Well, yeah, I still think it's a waste. But that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you'll keep saying that even though I'll have more tables than you in no time.
Huh?
You'll keep saying that even though I'll have more tables than you in no time.
Well, that's because I'm focusing on the base while you're focusing on that.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Tell you what, though, as I'm zipping around underground, I'm fixing the sides of the base because I'm noticing it was cracking.
Oh, yeah. I only fix it when I see the cracks, but I'm there every day, so. I repair things like towers and doors regularly. And then the walls, I fix them when I see a crack.
Yeah, my store in Wilmington on the West Coast, when I start seeing cracks, I'd make a full round, do all the doors, all the tables, everything. And
yeah,
that'd be good for
Go
ahead.
That'd be good for about 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, if you have a small place, that works.
Actually, I was surprised. When we were building this base, I didn't look at that for about 4 days. I got back. There was no damage.
Right.
I guess thing one and thing two must have been pretty busy taking care of it.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know they weren't taking care of it.
Somebody else might have came and took care of it.
Yeah, not the inside.
True. Your Jehovah's Witnesses north of you probably took care of it.
The outsides. Yeah, apparently they're gone.
They are.
Yep, should have told them to come to Texas with us. All right, the mega base. It's got cracks in it, too.
Yeah. The only thing that I repair the whole thing whenever I start making repairs is my store. because that's where I keep all my inventory.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
All my valuable stuff. But I repair everything else in a timely fashion enough to where it doesn't work, it doesn't decay. Depending on how big it is. Now, when we had that Hemptoria base...
It was too big.
Hemptoria base in West, when I took it over, I became the new leader. It was huge. And I couldn't maintain it by myself. And we lost a lot of members in the tribe. And the ones who were left didn't hardly help me maintain the base. So it fell apart and we got raided.
Right.
And
when basically it seems a little big to me as far as maintenance, but then again, if we keep it to the outside, it might be all right. I don't know.
The one we have?
Yeah, the one we
now?
Just built. I hope. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a little big. Especially for the downstairs, because it's mostly just going to be like a training area. But I'll probably make a couple rooms for people to use to store things in until they get their own base or their own place built. But I'm going to tell them it's temporary. You know.
Yeah, settle in long enough to get yourself another place built.
Right. Here, put a door. Store your stuff here while you're building your place. Build it close by. And, of course, we'll help you build. Maybe not actually build your walls, depending on how much you trust us. But, you know, we'll give you pointers. And, of course, you can look at our design to get ideas as well. Towers, towers, towers. We may be on a more peaceful server, but you never know who's not.
I heard there's a war going on. So it might not be peaceful for long.
Well, there is a war going on between two tribes. But that's it that I know of.
Okay.
Oh, well, you mean once the war's over with, then it might be a free-for-all.
Well, there's that too. I was thinking collateral damage during the war.
Oh. Maybe. Bad guys.
Especially if you accidentally side up with the wrong side.
Yeah. Well, we don't got to worry about that. We got to worry about recruiting the wrong recruits.
Yeah, which we've kind of done already.
Otherwise, we pretty much... ourselves, which is why we have the boot camp.
Yeah, and we're pretty much by ourselves anyway.
Yeah, Arwen never came over. I don't know if she's ever going to come over.
Have you been talking to her?
Not the last couple of days because of my accident and stuff. I haven't really contacted anybody. I haven't even hardly been on the game except for yesterday a little bit and this morning a little bit.
Yep. Tell you what, when I get done with this project, I'm going to know where everybody's secret base is underground. I'm thinking about expanding my stores by making the basement part of the store also.
Expanding the store by making what?
The basement part of the store.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about doing the same thing.
Be stacked. Oh, my.
But maybe make the basement store a discount store for our boot camp.
Yeah, maybe. I thought we'd just give them stuff for free.
Well, give them new stuff. I'm not going to give away too much stuff for free. Because that's the one. Oh, I can't turn here. I ain't got a toll pass. If you give people stuff for free, they're going to keep expecting it for free.
This is true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They just expect, oh, because I joined your tribe, you need to give me materials to build my place. And it doesn't really work that way. They join your tribe because they know that if they don't join a tribe, they're food.
Yeah.
And so they want to join a tribe for their own safety. So
I don't know. Dupas did pretty good on his own.
That's true. I did pretty good on my own.
Vermicide's untouched.
I did pretty good on my own.
What the heck?
But then again, I started my own tribe because I was told that if you don't have a tribe, that you're a victim on the server. So I was like, okay, and I created my own tribe, which I plan to do anyways, but they wanted me to join their tribe, and I never did.
Right.
Well, I did after they changed tribes. Now I'm the leader of that tribe.
Hemptoria!
Yeah, they were originally members of Carnage. And then Carnage died. And then they created Hemptoria. And then I joined that.
Right.
And now I'm the leader. Take me to your leader.
Make me to your leader.
Yeah.
Anyone selling arrows? Yes.
Arrow, 150 per gold.
It looks like somebody said 250 per one.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, wait, no. No, 150.
No, they said 250 just now. At 4,400.
Huh?
4,400, 250 for one.
Well, let's see.
I don't think that'd be a good profitable way to sell your...
I don't know. I'm going by the bar server. I mean, the West Coast server. But basically, it costs 20 wood.
Which
and
is...
a flag. And a flag. And a feather. For 50. Arrows. So 10 feathers for 1 gold. Actually, it's more like 8 feathers for 1 gold. So 400. Right now we're looking at 400 arrows for 1 gold, but we haven't calculated in the wood. So 8 times 20 is 160 wood, which would be another gold, or pretty close to it. So you're looking at 2 gold per 400 feathers. So 400 arrows. So I'd say 200 per gold.
Maybe. But anyway, it sounds like you'd be losing money if you sold it at the rate he just said.
Huh?
It sounds like he's losing money unless he stole them.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, if they're selling them for more than...
More than
150 or 200 per gold, I would go buy them.
Well, he says he's doing it, so...
Ask what the cords are.
400.
That's the cords. Oh, okay. And how much is he selling them for? 250 per gold?
250 per gold is what he said.
Okay. That's not a bad deal. I mean, it's not a good deal considering I get my feathers for free. But yeah, if I weren't farming feathers, I'd say that's a really good deal. For me, I wouldn't even count the feathers.
Yeah, but
you
should count the feathers and consider your farming the same as what other people would pay for the feathers.
Yeah, but I could farm 100 feathers an hour.
So that's a little over 1 per minute?
Yeah, those probably more than that.
That's some pretty pricey items, considering, considering the cost of other things.
Well, it's not their rarity, it's their value. Everybody wants them. They're more valuable than gold. People want arrows more than they want gold, because they need arrows to protect their gold.
Well, I hit the jackpot.
Cool. I mean, their value is not more than gold, but really it is.
That's pretty bad. I just got 6 gold out of 1 nugget.
That's cool. Yeah, that and wool. Now, wool doesn't sell as fast as feathers do. But when it does, I sell out. You know, I'll have a dry spell for a while, and I'll stack up like 100, 200 wool. And it won't sell for a long time. And then all of a sudden, I'm sold out. Bam. I buy it all.
Somebody has a project. I'd sell the yarn for double whatever I sold the wool for. I'd make the yarn. If they're looking for wool, they'll buy the yarn.
Yeah. I don't know. I sell the yarn for the same price as the wool.
Yeah, but it required processing.
It does, but it doesn't take that much time. And I get experience points.
Okay.
I mean, it's lickety-split, done.
Oh, here's a question I wanted to ask you. I noticed, what do you buy wool for?
I wouldn't pay more than one gold for 10 wool.
All right, and how much do you sell it for?
The same, but you can get one gold for like 8 wool. Basically, wool goes for the same price as pine cones and feathers. Only feathers are just more valuable because people want them more. But they won't pay more. So you could get one gold for 8 wool, 8 pine cones, or 8 feathers. You could even sell the feathers 5 for 1 and still sell them. You just won't sell them as fast. But I sell them for 10 to 1, mostly because it's easier. I don't got to type in that whole drop 8 thing.
All right.
But and right now we're trying to get our tribe, our base established, and we're trying to get our tables established. We're trying to get established. But
yeah, I'm thinking in terms of selling things for silver, buying them for gold, and then I set up a table where I'm selling silver. Nobody's purchased any yet, but I'm selling silver. So,
oh, okay.
And then somebody will catch on. Hey, this is 50 silver for 1 gold. And so they'll clean me out. Meanwhile, people have been loading up my table for pine cones. They've been buying every pine cone I put up there, and they're paying silver for it. I sell them 1 pine cone at a time. 5 silver.
There you go.
And I'll do the feathers the same. And you're saying wool's the same price? So I'll do wool the same. Well, my yarn will be 10 silver. And if it don't sell, then I'll reduce the price and reduce the price and reduce it until they buy it. And if they don't buy it for more than they'd buy it and pay for the wool, then I won't make yarn.
I can't see that trailer back there. And my window won't roll down.
Is that that blind guy again?
Blind side, yeah.
The unlit guy? The man of darkness?
No. Okay, there it is. No, 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 no. That guy, I don't know if he'll come back to this yard or not. He's with a different company. But yeah, his pigtail basically ended up coming unplugged.
Oh. You were able to talk to him?
Yeah. He missed his turn. So he had to loop around and come back. And then he ended up being behind me. So, I can't see shit. So,
apparently we're not the only ones comparing Hein and wifey to
There it is. I see it now.
Bella and Polestar.
Yeah. I'm not convinced that Wifey is Bella unless she's got multiple personality disorder.
Well, she might behave on this server.
Well,
because she might not get away with the same crap here yet.
True. Yet. Right.
Because a lot of people change personality when they're in control, you're fucked. When they're not in control, they're very friendly.
That's what they say about the Muslims.
Yeah. I'm sure the Muslims say the same thing about the Christians and the Jews.
Probably.
What do people say about the Buddhists?
I don't think they say anything like that about the Buddhists.
Only that they deny Christ, even though they're the only ones who kept the Christ's actual writings.
Well... People usually point the finger whenever the finger needs to be pointed at themselves.
Yeah.
And that's why I usually try to check myself when I'm pointing the finger, making sure that I'm not doing that.
I don't bother checking myself. I know that's probably what I'm doing.
Because you're an asshole, yo-de-yo, yo-de-yo. I like to park in handicapped places, watch handicapped people make handicapped faces.
No,
I'm an asshole, yo-de-yo, yo-de-yo, yo-de-yo. Yeah, you'll like Bill Burr. You should listen
to
his podcast.
You'll have to send me a link.
Do what?
You'll have to send me a link.
Yeah. I'll just have to give you my downloads when I come home.
All right. What the hell?
He says the F word a lot, but other than that...
I think something's attacking my pickup. I'm glad I got the windows up. Wow. Holy smokes. I'm the king of gold. One more, I'll have enough for my table and, I didn't get it. Enough for another table and set them both for gold.
Gold for gold.
Hold on a second. Darn it. I forgot to check, make sure I was in the right line. Yep, I'm in the right line.
This clutch is sensitive.
Yep.
I got it in Granny Lou. How low can you go?
Depends. Are you allowed negative numbers?
I am tired.
Yep, I'm gonna sleep well tonight, that's for sure.
Me too.
I'm trying to remember that brilliant commentary that came to me at the very beginning of the show, and I forgot it immediately.
Immediately. Yeah, same here. I was going to say something about something that was on our previous podcast. Let's see here. And you were talking, and you were breaking up horribly.
Right. I'm sorry.
I think we were talking about the value of diamonds.
Oh, yeah. One of your favorite subjects.
I'm rewinding it now. This radio, I can actually rewind it.
Diamonds actually do have a value.
You get one of those flat diamonds. She's an IT girl.
No, I think it was before that. We were talking about something else.
Yeah. Yeah, diamonds actually do have an intrinsic value in an industrial use. But because we think diamonds are highly valuable, we won't use them for it.
That's what I was going to say. What all are diamonds actually good for?
Right. They make the best computer chips. They make the best computer chips. They run clean in efficiency, require less power, do not produce the heat that a silicon chip produces. They're just as easy to dope. They run faster. They run faster, and they run cold. But
they don't get hot.
They don't get hot. They don't get hot. You know, all the problems I've been having with cell phone batteries overheating, that would come to a screeching halt if they would use diamond chips in the phones. You know, your computer's overheating and needing a fan. It'd be a good idea to put a fan in it, but it's not going to overheat.
Right. But if it had a diamond circuit board in it.
Yeah. A diamond chip as opposed to a silicon chip.
Right, but this lady that contacted me on Facebook and we podcasted about it, she was looking for flat diamonds to build a circuit board on.
Well, they actually make such things. Diamonds can be reshaped and even fused together with relatively little pressure. I mean, it still requires a lot of pressure, but not unreachable by the average person and the application of heat. You got to be careful. You heat it too much, and you just turn the diamond into regular charcoal.
which is where it came from in the first place.
Right, but it's difficult for us to get the charcoal into Diamond State. But then again, there's this gentleman down in Florida who learned the process over in Russia of how to make diamonds, and who knows, maybe that's the way he's doing it. Just taking charcoal and pressing it.
Cam told me when we were together that there's a company that will take your ashes when you get cremated and turn them into a diamond.
There be high carbon value ashes, because most ashes don't have any carbon left in them.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but basically whenever they take your remains and turn you into a diamond.
Woohoo.
A diamond in the rough.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You pass me around to all my heirs.
Yeah, this is David Ray. David Ray Diamond. And apparently they put your name in it too, so they know who you are.
Well, yeah, they do. I forget what they call it, but basically, I'll coin a word just for lack of having a better one. They do micro engraving on diamonds now. It's actually one of the things they're requiring this guy down in Florida to do. His diamonds are so perfect that they put any natural diamond to shame. And so they wanted him to add adulterants to the diamonds to make them impure so people would know the difference. But that ruined the true value of what he's doing, because he could take his chips and slice them into thin wafers and etch circuitry on them just like you do silicon chips. So has some really fast, cool chips. And actually cheap, because diamonds are not really worth that much. I mean, there's probably fewer diamonds than there are quartz stones out there. But you can take advantage, even the diamond dust, the bad chips. You can put them under pressure and heat them up a little bit and squeeze them together and then slice all that wafer thin. So there'd be absolutely no wastage. You can't do that with silicon chips.
Sure you can.
Well, I've seen examples of silicon crystals grown in a lab. But I don't think you can. I don't know. Maybe you can. But you certainly can't melt them together. You end up with glass if you melt them together. You lose the properties of the crystalline structure. Whereas
you can still melt them together.
Whereas apparently diamonds, you can melt them together, and under the right conditions, the new melted together diamond has the same crystalline structure as the original diamonds. Everything lines up and joins together. So
nice.
Did we have a moment of silence in game this morning? When?
Who knows?
9/11.
It's
the 9th. It's the 9th. Oh, LOL. Anna from the future. She's 2 days ahead of schedule.
Wouldn't that be the whatchamacallit effect? Mandela.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think she just slipped.
I know, I'm just saying. Whatever. Well, I switched trucks yesterday.
Yeah. I don't think you want that breeze coming in from behind you.
Oh, no, it's not that bad.
Did any of your junk get jostled by the event?
Oh, yeah. My stuff got thrown all over the place. Well, not all over the place. It would have if I rolled it. But, yeah. Stuff got thrown onto the floor, and I had to pick it up. But no, I changed trucks yesterday. Moved everything over, cleaned this truck up real good, moved everything over. And then I remembered he told me about another truck. So I went and checked it out and found out that's the truck he was telling me about. I have the option between that one and this one. And that one actually has more room for stuff. You know, because I tend to have too much stuff. And so now tomorrow, I'm switching over to that one.
Right.
After I take this one and, you know, get the air conditioner fixed in it, I'll jump in that. I'll come back, clean that one up, and then move everything into it. And then watch the air conditioner won't work in it. The last truck I was in, the air conditioner didn't work. This air conditioner don't work. So I'm willing to bet the other one's air conditioner don't work either. Not that I'm going to need AC for too long. As long as the blower works. I'm not really... I mean, I'm kind of used to having air conditioning, but not really. When I was hauling BJ's equipment, having a truck with air conditioning was like winning the lottery.
Woohoo.
Then my pickup trucks, I didn't have air conditioning in them until like a month or so ago. Well, the white one had air conditioning, but it was intermittent. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And then on the land, we don't have air conditioning. So I'm kind of used to
break,
not really having...
Should we break Anna's heart and tell her that 9/11 was an inside job?
Yeah. I mean, be honest.
I think on 9/11 I'll say, "Happy birthday, Jesus." And they'll be like, "What?"
Yeah, that will definitely be beyond their comprehension, probably. They'll probably understand that September 11th was an inside job before they'll understand that it also might be Jesus' birthday. Cool, that came out clear. Oh, I got two of these I gotta do, I forgot. Alright, so this is... truck. ET08.
Be like, "Well, yeah. Of course it's Jesus' birthday. Why do you think the evil forces do all this weird stuff on this day? They want to,
I call bullshit.
Bullshit on what? Who, what, where?
The evil forces doing all their evil, or doing so much evil on a particular day in order to discredit or blaspheme the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I call bullshit.
Well, I certainly can't prove it, so I guess you win.
Yeah, the Catholic Church used to do that crap. And I bought into it 25 years ago, but I ain't buying into it now. But, I mean, there might be some truth to it. Because supposedly the day after Halloween is a holy day for the Catholics.
All Saints Day.
Yeah, All Saints Day. It may be more than just the Catholics, but yeah,
That's what Halloween means. It's the eve of the holy day. But seeing as the Catholic Church absorbed all sorts of heathen holidays, absorbing Samhain in that form would fit their agenda. In other words, the
right.
evil that they claim is being done to their holiday was done by them on purpose.
Create a problem so you can advocate a solution for the problem.
Absolutely. That's why we should make two tribes and have one attack the other and get the whole server involved in it. Sound familiar?
Yeah, bar.
Yeah.
And Carnage.
Bar Carnage. So basically some of your friends fell for the scam.
Yep. And they tried getting me to join them and I didn't join them. I didn't
right.
fall
your,
for it.
Your angels were looking out for you.
Something.
They were really looking after for you for the other day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That could have, would have, should have been a whole lot worse than it was.
Would have, could have, should have been.
Would have, could have, should have been. Yeah, I missed at least three cars. I don't know how many other vehicles were there that I didn't hit, but I only remember three. But when I was going backwards, I couldn't see anymore. So
I wonder how many of those cars were going, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit,
like I was doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey,
probably
Bobby, look
all
at that
of
truck
them.
Going backwards. Shut up, kid. I'm trying to get through traffic.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up, kid. I'm trying to keep from hitting it.
Oh.
Actually, what they probably see. I know, I see it. I don't know what they would be saying.
It's like, I gotta go. No shit, Sherlock. You had me scared, though.
You were probably more scared than I was.
Well, yeah, because I couldn't see what was going on.
Me neither. I mean, I could at first. Then after that...
Yeah, all I could do is keep my mouth shut. All I could do is keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. All right. Got my paperwork.
It's a good thing you
done.
Weren't talking to Joe when it happened. Joe had been, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on! Shut up, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh my. Yeah, his girlfriend's not helpful. He's pretty sure the FBI has been tapping his phone because when they had him in there, they mentioned some things that they could only know if they had been specifically going through his phone record.
Oh, well, of course. We already know they listen to or record everything that we do. And then, I mean, they don't listen to all of it unless they have a reason to. Then they go back and pull all the stuff they recorded.
Yeah.
And then they'll listen to it.
Yeah, they told him if he wasn't a citizen of the U.S., he couldn't buy guns. And, you know, when he brought that up to me, I said, well, yeah, you can't buy guns in the U.S. if you're not a U.S. citizen. But you're not buying guns in the U.S. You're buying guns in America.
I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm a sovereign of this nation. Your laws don't apply to me.
They only apply to your employees.
Basically, yeah. I don't have a contract with you guys. I'm not employed by you. I'm not in commerce with you.
I don't work for Walmart. I don't have to obey Walmart's regulations. I'm not employed by Uncle Sam. I don't have to abide by Uncle Sam's regulations.
Well, that being said, if you're in Walmart's house, you would have to abide by Walmart's rules, or they would have to, or they could kick you out of their house.
Right, but not the same rules as they'd have for the employees.
This is true.
Wow.
That's another thing. I got to clean this other truck up, too. I probably don't have to, but
I think it's the
right thing to do.
Yeah. That'd be funny if he said something along the lines of, wow, this guy even cleans up trucks that I'm going to trash.
Yeah, I already told him I was going to do it. And he's not going to trash it. Well, he is going to trash it, but it's going to be a parts truck. But,
Well, you might ask him, how much would he sell it to you for?
I don't want that truck. It's all nasty on the inside. The guy who owned it previously didn't take good care of it. It's like filthy nasty. Well, I mean, I might, but I'd have to hire somebody to come in and detail it, like thoroughly, and I'd have to take both the seats out and get rid of them.
Right.
Because they're nasty. So, but these other two trucks, of course, he probably just hasn't gotten around to it, but these other two trucks got brand new seats in them.
Woohoo.
So he was probably planning on putting a brand new seat in that one also. He just hasn't done it yet. But these seats are $1,000.
Ouch.
I know, right?
Sounds like somebody taking advantage of the industry.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They do that a lot. But, yeah. Yeah, the seats are $1,000 for a good one. And then, a steer tire is $1,000.
Hey, here's one you can tell us. Why nitrogen in Walmart tires? In Walmart semi-truck tires.
So that they're lighter?
Does it make them lighter?
Yeah, it helps them float on water.
Is it a good thing to flip over on water?
That was nasty. What?
Is it a good thing for him to flip on water?
Float.
I'll have some float on water.
Yeah, they're aqua trucks.
Really? I don't believe you.
Yeah. No, seriously, Google it.
Yeah, you're full of it.
Yeah, I'm just giving you shit. And that would have made the headlines.
Yeah, I wouldn't have heard him anyway, so.
I think it's funny that Joe Sif thought that all the Walmart trucks were underground because you didn't see a lot of Walmart trucks on the road.
I see a Walmart truck go by just about every day on the farm.
Well, yeah, in our area because they're Walmart distribution delivery trucks, so they're delivering to the stores. He's
right.
Talking about over the road.
Right, because they buy their product from other companies, which has it delivered to their distribution center. Duh.
Yep. And people like me are the ones who actually haul the product. So they're not being hauled by a Walmart truck. They're all being hauled by a third party.
Yep, so what you do is you tell them, yeah, it's all underground, and I'm the underground.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm down paperwork.
I won't be awake at 3 a.m. tonight.
Me neither. Nah, I probably will. Where's my if stop?
All right, so from now on, I put half my rocks up for sale. The other half I use for infrastructure. We got a neighbor to the north that's been building big time. He's been gobbling up rocks, wood, clay.
I keep all my rocks. I sell none. Oh, my timesheet. I haven't been doing my timesheet.
The other problem with gathering clay is it goes through shovels pretty damn quick. You're not watching it. Your shovel goes bad every 4 minutes.
Unless it's an iron shovel.
Well, I'm not prepared to test it. Not until I can make my own iron shovels.
Give me 100 stones and that'll be... Oh no, it was a gold for an iron shovel. One gold for one iron shovel.
Right. But how do you own?
Oh, I don't know.
How do you craft your own iron shovel?
You need iron! And wood!
Yeah, iron. Oh, I also got a full bladder.
Iron and wood.
I shall return.
I don't know exactly how many hours this took, but it should have taken about 2 hours. I'm going to go by my calculator. And I don't remember what time I fueled. But, let's add 30 minutes for that. Let's see here, 473 minus 251 divided by 60. 3.75 hours, let's call it 4 hours. 4. So 5.5 hours total. And then five, six, seven, eight, 75. And I said 4, so 5 hours driving.
But my ears aren't in yet. Oh boy. Glad I found my mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, why would the stars to the south be red? Is there a major fire someplace that I didn't hear about?
Oh, no.
Usually when the moon's red and the stars are red, there's a pretty major fire going on someplace. Usually on the West Coast. That's not good. I've gotten off track someplace. Crap.
To log off.
Log off or log on?
All right, so I started my day today at 09:30. And ended it at 10:30. 10, 11, 12, so 22. Oh, I'm sorry, 22.5. So I had a total of 8, 9, 10, 11, 75. Total driving hours is 8.25. All right. So, assign this log. I technically don't have to do logs, a logbook anymore.
Right.
Because I'm actually exempt from a logbook because I'm doing a 100-mile radius. But I still do a logbook to stay in practice and to keep track of my hours.
Right. That's good common sense. This is always interesting. Most of the stars overhead are bright white, but the ones to the south are mostly red.
So red.
I'm thinking there's a lot of smoke in the air.
And all right, scan this in.
Wow. I just squished an albino tick.
Albino tickeroo.
Well, I felt it moving on my arm, but I couldn't see it. Just a little seed tick, but it was white. Yay.
Yeah, for the retard. Oh, wait, we're not supposed to say that. We'll get in trouble.
Why would you get in trouble?
Yeah, by my stalker.
Retard. Your stalker is a retard.
Oh, yeah, that'll make her happy.
Her? Your stalker's a her?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't know who you're talking about.
Me neither, actually. Oh, wait a minute. I need to turn this one in. Oh. I never dated her a day in my life. 820. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No, it was more along the lines of bestial.
What?
What? Sadistic?
Huh?
It was more along the lines of sadistic or bestial?
No. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm just saying it wasn't sex.
Oh, I see. It was more, it was fucking.
It was fucked up.
Oh, well. There's a little bit of that, too. No, yeah, we had sex. We made love. We fucked. We did all of it. Some of it was even sadistic.
Yeah, she fucked with your head.
Well, that's true.
And you let her.
I allowed it for so long, then I quit allowing it. Because I couldn't take it anymore. We're not gonna take it. No! We ain't gonna take it. Anymore. You know, yeah, if she could have only been nice to me, she could have been probably one of the best girlfriends I ever had. I mean, yeah, she wasn't a very good housewife. Or whatever, she didn't clean up after herself hardly.
That was your job.
Yeah, well, if I was going to be the housewife, then she needed to pay the bills, and she didn't do a very good job at that either. Well, she did. When she probably woulda, coulda, but. But she didn't. Now, you know, when we were driving truck together, she.
I know from her words, she absolutely loved her job cleaning carpets, but her actions kind of said differently.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she gave that business up and then blamed it on me. Said I was the reason she lost her business. I'm like, what? I'm not the one who took your machine to the shop to get it repaired and then never went and picked it up.
And then forgot what shop it was.
She knew what shop it was. I didn't know what shop it was. Otherwise, I would have went and got it.
Yeah, duh.
So, yeah. Yeah, and then she blamed me because she lost her business or whatever. I dumped several thousand dollars into that business.
Right.
For her. And I didn't want it. She wanted me to take over it. And I was like, I don't want to take over it. This is your business. I'll help you run it, but you're the boss. You're the owner.
Yeah, I would have helped her.
Yeah. I mean, some guys wouldn't work under a woman, and they want the woman to be beneath them. Well, I didn't want to be beneath her, but, you know, I wanted to be an equal. But at the same time, I don't mind working under a woman. In fact, my last supervisor was a woman from my last company. I had actually a different supervisor, and I didn't like him. I chose to transfer to work under the woman. And in fact, I requested it. So, because I liked the way she operated. But
smooth operator.
Something like that. She was just fair. And she worked, the way she worked was a lot like the way I work also. Yeah, she's more OCD, more meticulous, tries to do the job right. If it takes an extra 30 minutes to an hour, so be it. It's done right. You know, it's like this job. I don't run balls to the walls like some of these guys do. Which is why I was surprised that that officer, that cracker, pulled me over. Because I'm not a speeder.
Right.
I don't get in too big of a hurry like some people do. I take my time. It might take me an extra 30 minutes to an hour to do.
Which made you that much easier for him to catch.
Perhaps. I mean, it might take me an extra 30 minutes to an hour to do a day's work. But I do it efficiently. And I try not to put people's lives in danger. I mean, Friday was a fluke. Friday's accident was a fluke because I haven't had an accident, you know, like that, a major accident, in 25 years. All my accidents that I've had were more like incidences. They were minor, you know, fender bender type things, nothing like this. And, I wasn't shaken up enough to not get back in the truck, but it took me about 24 hours to pull myself together before I was ready to get up and get motivated to change trucks and start getting ready to go back to work. This, you know, this one guy I talked to while I was cleaning my truck, he was working on his truck right next to mine. And he said that he put one over on its side. He was driving a flatbed. And he took a off-ramp, you know, one of those clover leaves a little too fast. And the load shifted and basically put him on his, you know, flipped him over, put him on his side. Kind of like a tanker going too fast around a curve.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went too fast, the load shifted, put him over on his side, scared the crap out of him because, you know, he rolled over onto the, I'm not sure what side he rolled over on the driver's side or passenger side. But nonetheless, he was terrified to get back in the truck. His boss made him get back in the truck.
Yeah. Well, you know, that truck that dropped the load of salt, the guy was sitting there with his girlfriend on the side of the road, and the state trooper was interrogating him, something awful. You know, it's like there's no concern for, you know, the trauma that he may have gone through.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cop I had was really cool.
Yeah.
But if it was that black cop that gave me the ticket the other day, he wouldn't have been so cool. But this guy, of course, this guy was a little older. His personality was just different. Had nothing to do with his skin color. Shouldn't even have said anything about him being black, because I've met some cool black cops. But the one that gave me the ticket, or the warning ticket, you know, he was trying to be a badass and throw his weight around and act like he's my ruler or my father, telling me how to do this and do that, and I really wasn't doing anything at all. You know, but and acted like it was his town I was driving through. Like he owned it. I was just like, whatever, right, dude. Like, whatever. And then he gave me this look. And when I said whatever, he gave me this look like, oh, no, you didn't.
You know, you probably should have said something. You are aware that these things have GPS tracking and they keep track of the mileage everywhere.
What, the trucks?
Yeah, it may not be true of your trucks, but, you know, it give him pause. It's like, you know, so, you know, your fraudulent ticket's going to backfire on you.
Yeah. Well, that's why he gave me a warning. Because he knew I was going to challenge it. And he knew that their trucks had global, not our trucks, but typically trucks have global, you know, global satellites, GPS is global satellite positioning. They know how fast the trucks are going at what time and whatnot. And they can compare notes.
Yep. Should have said, trust me, if I was speeding, my boss would know and I wouldn't have a job.
Mm-hmm. I'm more scared of him than I am you.
Yep.
That's weird. I can't get on the internet while I'm on the phone.
I've had that problem.
Yeah, but I'm in a good signal area.
I haven't had that problem lately.
Oh, I was going to get some donuts to help put me to sleep.
Yeah. I don't need any of those.
Well, I don't need them, but I'll go into a deeper sleep if I eat a donut or something before I go to sleep. Pastries actually put me to sleep. Oh, wait, I got my, I got my Oreo cookies. Somebody's pulling into the yard. Probably the cab over. It sounds like Sounds like it might be the cab over. Or that other guy that was behind me. He's got some bright-ass lights. I'm sure they're not high beams, but they sure look like it. They blind the crap out of you, and he was right behind me on the back roads. I had to adjust my mirrors out so that I couldn't see them. But then I couldn't see anything. Those lights are a hazard. But you can't tell them, because then you get mad.
All right.
Last guy I told, he got all pissy. He's like, well, you're causing harm to the public by having those lights. They're a safety hazard. You should get a ticket for that. I told him. And I don't believe in the New World Order, but you should get a ticket for that. Because it is a safety issue. I made a mistake today.
What'd you do?
I bought these cheese puffs.
That'll put you to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you crunching into a cheese puff, or was that my character eating a steak?
No, that was me and my Oreos. I ate all the cheese puffs earlier. I got one of those big $2 bags.
Crunchy Oreos. Yeah, that's a little unusual. Yeah, that jerk, he attacked me and took my robe and one of my rings. And then he logged out.
He took your what?
My robe and one of my rings. So I
your green mining cloak?
Yep.
Well, that sucks. Well.
Yeah, he pretended he was going to help me. And it's like, I really didn't want him interfering with what I was doing. But as soon as he got to me, he attacked me. And it's like, so it was obvious what he was trying to do. And since I
right,
didn't have my hammer
shovel.
Ready, I had my shovel.
Right, you had your shovel out. So you were easy pickings.
Yep.
You weren't ready for battle.
I should have broke out my hammer as soon as he showed up on the scene. It's like, you know what? Go find some other hole to go mess with.
Did you have your towers loaded?
I wasn't there. I was over at the clay pond.
No.
I was in the middle of the clay pond mining clay, and he started working on the same pond. And it's like, you know, dude, there's water over on the other side, over to the west of here. Go work it. Nope. So, yeah, basically anytime anybody gets that close to me, I'm going to switch to hammer mode. And now that I'm getting up on higher levels, I can probably handle heavier hammers.
Yeah, when you get to four, well, we don't have any copper.
I can make
bronze.
Copper. I can make bronze.
All right. then make a bronze hammer.
Okay.
It's lighter and more useful.
There you go.
Whoop, there it is.
No, it's not. We got another 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So what do you want to talk about?
My pillow.
I hear you. I'm already talking to mine.
Yeah, otherwise, mine doesn't have a face like yours does.
I wish mine had a face.
Oh, yeah, you popped patches, didn't you?
Oh, I got a new one. But I haven't taken her out of the wrapper yet.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I haven't taken her out of the wrapper yet.
Yeah, you
fact,
said
she's
patches.
Right here.
Yeah, you said patches before, and the first thing I thought of was my stinky goat.
Your goat.
My goat named Patches.
Well, I only named it Patches because I keep popping it and having to keep repairing it.
Yeah. TMI. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, I get the 2-for-1 special. You know, like when you go in the porn shop and they have like, well, love dolls are expensive anymore. I mean, they used to be cheap. Like, you can get one for $15. Now they're like $30 to $50. I mean, crap. So I look for the twin box, you know, because it's like, hey, it's like they promote it like you're going to have a threesome with two blow-up dolls. It's like, right, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
You have gold
at
your table. And there's a hornet killing one of our animals.
I ain't got internet. I can't go under.
Mm.
So anyways, yeah, I'll buy the 2-for-1 special because basically you get the 2 for the same price as you get the 1 for the other ones. I'm like, heck yeah, I look for that one. And then I just throw 1 in a box and use the other one until I pop her a half dozen to a dozen to 5 dozen times until I can't fix her no more. Then I'll dig out the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
75 clay for a gold?
75 clay for 1 gold.
80 then.
Or 80, I don't care. Go to go
80.
To,
somebody offered 5 gold for 400 clay. So that'd be 80.
Yeah. I'd just go to MysteriaLegacy.wiki and look there.
Okay. So what am I looking for now?
Where, at the wiki? Yeah, the items value.
Okay, so that'd only be under Wikia.
No, wiki, not Wikia.
Well.
Oh, no, I have it on all three.
Do you? There's 4.
Yeah, look. Or 4. The Wikia doesn't have one.
Well, the wiki is the only one you gave a link for items.
No. For items.
For items.
Listen, underneath items should be items value.
Items value. Okay, spruce has items value. And Wikia also had items value according to your chart.
Now, if you click on it.
Spruce is page not found.
Oh, yeah, actually, I got to fix that. But if you click on the wiki link at the top, it'll take you to the options.
Okay, the Wikia does not have anything on values here. I'd have to go searching, I guess.
All right. I don't know what happened, but I had it working, and then all of a sudden the HTML code changed, and then it didn't work anymore. How and why it changed, I don't know. But I have one for the East Coast, and I have one for the West Coast.
Right.
I haven't updated it for Texas, but any member can actually create and edit the wikis.
There we go. I got U.S. East values right here on Dooku Wiki.
There you go.
Okay. So C for clay. $100 per gold. All right, and under PM Wiki, let's see what it says.
It'll say the same thing. I copy and pasted it all in the same stuff. Or the same stuff on all three locations. I don't have any control over the Wikia location.
Oh, on the West Coast server, it's 60 clay per gold. All right, I'll split the difference. I'll go with 80.
Yeah, 60 and 100 would be 80. Yeah. So we'll call it 60 to 100 clay per gold.
That messed me up. If I dropped 80 gold at the one gold table.
Oh, that would suck. But you ain't even got 80 gold.
Not for the person making the purchase.
True.
Okay, now. So, 160 stone for the same?
Stones? No, I'd say 200. Somebody else is giving 250 stones per gold, so I wouldn't go under 200.
Oops, I don't have any stones to sell. Okay, how about wood? Yep, I got wood to sell. Okay.
Same with wood. Wood and gold. I mean, wood and stone, same price.
I got enough material to make three more tables. I just don't know what to stock them with. Actually, I do. Flint and obsidian would be good things to stock them with. Those items sell pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Craft. Well, I got to get rid of the wall first.
Flint is going for 80, 81. On the Texas 80
to,
server.
80 to 1?
Yeah. There's a guy not far from us selling it for 100 to 1. But I won't do business with him anymore. Because I went, when we first signed up on the server, him or her, they had reasonable prices, and then, like, the next day, they raised their prices. Like,
so they were erratic.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they wanted to see if we would pay more, but I quit going to them after that. I was like, you know, or maybe they thought I wouldn't pay attention. But I always check before I drop. And in fact, I check in between drops. I don't just like say, oh, this is their price and drop 10 gold and then just go bam, 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 bam.
Oh, yeah.
I'll drop one gold at a time and check each time before I drop
another
gold.
Yeah. Because you can change the number of items. Or I've even made mistakes. I wasn't intending to do anything
malicious.
But I dropped my items, and the last one was lacking in what I intended to put.
Oh, the one on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, I'll do that on purpose, because then if they're willing to buy the first item, you know, it depends on what it's lacking. Like, say, if I'm selling feathers or wool or pine cones for 10 to 1, and my last set is only like 8 or 9, I'll go ahead and drop the 8 or 9. Because if they're willing to buy the 8 or 9, the next one's going to be a better deal, and they're going to be happy.
Right.
But I'll make sure I put that one last. It's on top.
Well, that's weird. What am I lacking?
That way there's no... That way the surprise is a good surprise, not a bad surprise. Like, oh, I got gypped.
Oh, it's 50 wood to make these tables.
Yeah, 50 wood per table, 80 wood per dummy.
Now, wait a minute. 5
and
gold,
dummies.
10 silver. Oh, okay, that's easy. I just grab one of these. Ta-da, now I have 58 silver to work with. Now, let's confirm that I can make. There it is. I can make it. Okay. Remove wall. Okay, I now have 3 tables I don't have anything placed on. They can act as donation tables for now, because I'm too tired to... Actually, I did set them up with prices, didn't I? Okay. All right. I should follow this up with some action. So, I got 3 1 gold piece tables. Let's do wood. 200 wood, you said?
Yeah, 200 to 250.
Wow. That seems like an awful lot of work to give away for... one day.
Me personally, I wouldn't do any more than 200.
Yeah, I'm going with 200. Okay. And Stone. Yeah, I got 48 stone total. Don't have enough clay to finish that out. And I don't have enough wood to finish that out. Flint. Let's see now. 400 to 500 for gold?
What, Flint?
That's the East Coast server.
No, screw that.
Yeah, that's my response. West
no.
Coast server says 100.
Flint is about the same as clay, and so is obsidian.
So 80 and 80.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you price those three, that's, you know, there, yeah, that's the deal. Now, those other stones,
the ores?
Green. Yeah, the ores.
I don't sell them.
I
melt them.
I do.
I melt them.
I don't know what their melt value is, but if
I need
sell
a bloomery to do the hematite.
Well.
But if you melt the malachite and the blue one, the purple one, you get tin and copper. You mix the tin and copper together in the same clay bowl that you melted those in, and you'll get bronze.
All right. So,
I haven't actually done that one yet, but
if you sell them as the rocks, I don't know what their actual value is. I think it's like 100 to 1. But the red ones, I forget what they're called, malachites or something
malachite.
Like that. Malachite. Nobody buys them at 100 to 1 unless they're stupid. So, anybody selling them 100 to 1 is, you know, whatever. But
why are they stupid?
Because they're so easy to come by. The rocks that give so much more of those than they do the other two. The other two are rare. In fact, I had so much malachite in the West Coast server that I couldn't give it away. So I was selling it 200 to 1 and still couldn't sell it. So, nobody bought it. I have like 20,000 of those. Maybe not that much, but I have a lot. And nobody wants it because it's readily available. They want the other two. The other two are valuable.
Well, the hematite is how you get iron, and steal. So
that's why they're more valuable.
Oops. Change that to drop all. Thank you.
Wait, hematite.
Hematite gives you iron and steel. That's the
Which
red
one's one. That?
That's the red
one. That's a malachite.
Nope, malachite gives you copper.
That's the red one.
Malachite's the green one.
And oh, tin, okay.
Tin comes from the blue one, which is cassiterite. Now, I don't know how this translates into real life, but, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot, if you're getting iron and steel from the red one, then that's actually more valuable, but...
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of it. You need a bloomerary in order to convert it.
Right. Well... In Texas, at 0-250, you can use that one for free.
Oh, boy.
And west, you can find them all over Wellington.
Yep.
Because they're harder.
People build them and they're sitting there waiting to disintegrate on their own.
Actually, they don't disintegrate on their own. You have to destroy them.
Well, and it costs too much to do it.
Right, so they're usually sitting there still. But that's cool, because then somebody can rebuild around it and reuse it.
Yep. Yay. Anyway, it's been 2 hours.
All righty.
Who's Good been night. Eating sugar?
So, and we Good forgot night. To announce.
So long.
We forgot Wait. To announce at the beginning of the podcast that we need callers. Call in, please. We want callers.
Yes, if you've listened this long and you haven't called in, shame on you.
Yeah. That would be freaking awesome if Bill Burr calls in.
Woohoo.
But,
well,
yeah, that probably won't happen.
Jess Ducky is outside my base.
Uh-oh, be careful.
Yeah, he's been passing by frequently, looking at our garden. So probably been looking at your base and my store.
Yeah, there's not much there to loot.
Well, they've been heading up north, probably looking at our new neighbors, trying to decide what they want to do.
Yeah, I don't leave much on the ground for them to steal. Everything is noob stuff, so they won't even want it. They break in and be like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah.
They might take our seeds and that's it. Kill our animals.
For the fun of it?
Yeah, because they couldn't get any loot out of us. I store everything on Emptoria. And Emptoria BCT. So, but that's what my clones are for. I'm working on, right now I've got 2 or 3 of my clones down in the southeast part of Gale, because I found a big old bunch of stuff down there. So I took them down there and just packed them full of stuff. They're so heavy, though, they can't move. So I I create another clone to go down there and get one page of stuff and bring it back at a time. But a lot of most of it's gear. Some of it's high level gear, some of it's low level gear. So the new stuff I just throw on the floor, and the high level stuff I pack on, pack on the clone. This would be my vault.
Right.
Just stick them outside the base, in the underground, and then I'll just go through the inventory every once in a while and check up on it. Yeah.
All right. Good night, folks.
All right.
Come find us on DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
And ScrapGoScrap.com.
Yeah, that too. And I'll try to not work so hard next Sunday. So Gary, too,
yeah,
so.
Me too.
No guarantees. I'm sorry, folks. I am a working man when I can.
Same here. Work hard, sleep hard.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
Good night, folks.
Okay, bye.